All right, hi everyone. Thank you for downloading the catch-up. It's Cliffo and Gabby. I mentioned at the start of yesterday's catch-up, Gabs, that the Christmas lights went up at our place on the weekend.
And you were sore.
I was so sore.
Because it was quite the workout to get
them
all up.
When you don't do much working out and you work in an office, and up and down a ladder, in the sun, for like 6 hours.
It's a workout.
Thank you very much. But I do notice that the neighbour, the guy on the left-hand side of my house, the lights went up the day after mine.
Oh, that's interesting.
New neighbour. Never had lights there before.
And your neighbourhood is very competitive when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm at least very competitive.
Well, are you watching him then? And you're like,
well, my wife
is. Is he going to put
I
up
said
too
to
many?
Her, put the binoculars down, love. That's too much. No, I love it. Bring on the competition, mate.
Yeah.
Bring out the inner Clark Griswold, hey? And if you're putting lights up,
Good
on you. Get involved. It's the Christmas spirit. We love it. And enjoy the catch-up. Thank you for downloading. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch-up.
Yes. Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh, hey!
Get that winning feeling with Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. Please leave a
message. I didn't think the prizes could get better, Cliffo, but today's is a whopper. They've been so amazing, but there's a holiday on the horizon that everyone would want.
Tenosa,
so it's flights, accommodation, daily breakfast, return transfers from the airport, even a wilderness cruise in the Noosa Everglades.
Everything you want.
So it's absolutely beautiful. Imagine that for Christmas.
So Carrie and Tommy, if you want that, you have to get the parcel number, get the Hit app, and it's yours.
Yep.
It's free, okay? Keep your phone on you. They could be calling you at any time. We've been talking a bit about Noosa, where Carrie and Tommy could be sending you on the show lately.
Yeah.
School is happening there at the moment after it was cancelled on the GC. So a lot of the schoolies are going to Noosa.
They moved up the beach.
The home of the grey nomads. Mm-hmm. So there's a weird kind of, I don't know, cross-demographic thing happening there.
Yeah, everyone's crossing paths.
But we thought with school is happening, it's home of the grey nomads. You could be there with Carrie and Tommy, you've got mail. We thought, because all that's happening, it's time once again to meet Queensland's favourite grey nomads. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Albert and Dot.
Oh, g'day, Dot. How are you,
Albert, I am good, darling. How are you?
Fantastic. I just heard on the wireless that they're giving away a trip to Noosa, our neck of the woods, on the show.
Caroline and Thomas.
Carrie and Tommy, as they shorten it these days, the kids and their names, I know.
Albert, what is that?
That's my Tinder going off. I got another match there, Dot.
What is Tinder?
You just match up with the other ladies around. You know what they call me on there? Sugar daddy.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, it means they want to hook up with me for my money, but jokes on them because I don't have any.
I have noticed, though, Albert, all the young ones around here have the lip filler and the boob job.
The perky lips and the perky tits, yeah.
What do you think I look like with that?
Yeah, I reckon there's some life in those old girls. Yep, there.
I might stop kneeing my nipples.
Anyway, we had a trip to Noosa to see that.
Can I teach you a thing or two?
With Carolyn and Thomas Pacasano.
Cliffo and Gabby on here.
Harry.
Pretty sure I nearly got scammed over the weekend, Cliffo, because I decided I wanted to add to my family. I wanted to add a little buddy for my Chihuahua Bear, and I found a Chihuahua that was trying to be rehomed on Facebook, and the Chihuahua's name was Teddy, and I'm like, well, this is perfect. I'd have Teddy and Bear. How good would that be?
Yeah.
And so
it's perfect. It sounds a little rushed.
No. We have been thinking about it for a while, about getting Bear a little buddy.
It's the first time I've heard about it. And as you know, you and your fiancé, Neff, need to run all big decisions by me first.
You're right, though. My fiancé was also like, this is a little rushed. Calm down. But I got in contact with the person.
I'm only saying that too
yeah,
because I'm that guy.
Yeah, like you plan this out.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm your planet. That's like, yeah, when we got the cat taco.
Yeah, that was a last minute decision.
Well, it was done over about 4 days and that was too rushed for me.
Too rushed. Well, I found this puppy dog, right, by the name of Teddy. And yeah. I contacted the lady who was trying to rehome him and she gave me the sob story that she'd just given birth to a little bub. And so the dog wasn't getting as much attention as he was used to and he was very sad. And so she wanted him to go to a nice home where he would be happy and live a happy, healthy
life.
And
you've spoken to this woman...
DMing. And I was like, oh, that's really nice of you to want the best for the dog. I would love to give a forever home to this dog, but it needs to meet my dog and whatever else. And the more we got to talking, the more holes I started poking in her story. So, first of all, after looking at her Facebook profile, realised she had the baby well before she supposedly got the dog. That definitely wasn't an issue. She had no papers for the dog, despite saying it was purchased from a breeder when she first got him. She had no vet documents for the dog. She miraculously found one after I really pushed her for it, but the microchip number on the vet documents when I called the registry didn't match. The dog that she had.
She, and you know what? Speaking of Matt, she's met her match here because you are a dog person.
Yeah, see, and a lot of the
stuff you're saying now, paper, this is new to me.
Oh, really?
But yeah, I mean, we haven't really had a dog.
You got a rescue
in a lot
cat.
Of years. We got a rescue cat.
So that, yeah, it's all there
but she's,
for you.
She's really met her match because you know your stuff.
I was really asking all the questions, and it got to the point where she got really mad at me for asking all the questions, and she started trying to gaslight me and be like, "Why are you asking the questions? He's all vet checked. I told you he's got his vaccines. I just need him to go to a new home today. You need to take him today." And I'm like, whoa. Okay, now I feel rushed. Anyway, what really gave it away to me, Cliffo, what really gave away that this dog may not exist, or if it does, it's not a good deal, was I went onto her Facey and I checked out all of her photos from the last 3 months that she supposedly has had this dog. Not one picture of the dog on Facebook. And I do not know a single human in the world... Yeah. That gets a new puppy and doesn't post
put
a photo.
Picture on that.
Come on!
Gabby.
So, I nearly got scared.
The move over Ace Ventura. We got Gabby. Oh, good.
The pet detective.
Gabby, Queensland is a state that has a lot on its chest. It's been a tough year. There's been a lot going on. Yes. A lot of us have been living with stuff on our chest. I've decided that I have a large chest, and if you have something on your chest, put it to mine and I will get it off it. Does that make sense?
So I get it off my chest and put it on yours, so I feel better.
And then I'll put it on the radio and get it off my chest.
Right.
And then it's gone forever.
Okay.
So it's a segment I want to call What's the Deal With... ... And you can fill in the blanks, Queensland. Hit us up at our socials. Hit QLD Breakfast. Let us know what's on your chest. We'll get it off your chest. Today, something that's been on mine for a while concerning retail. So strap yourself in for the first time ever. Let's have a crack at this.
Sit back, strap yourself in, and prepare to be outraged as we ask the question, what's the deal with
FPOS limits?
So dramatic.
You know what I'm talking about, Queensland. Whoa. Refusing to let customers pay with plastic because we haven't hit some imaginary money quota set down by the man. FPOS limits are like saying, you can do business here, but only if you do a lot. It's not a thing! For the love of God, retail, we live in a cashless society. All facets of finance are moving or are already firmly placed in the online space. How anyone could reject money on a card for a piece of paper with a queen's face on it and some numbers is beyond me. What's the deal with FPOS limits? Breaking news. It's 2020. Cutting-edge science has found a vaccine for COVID-19. Self-driving cars are being manufactured by Google as we speak. Elon Musk is sending civilians to outer space on a commercial rocket ship. But I still can't buy a loaf of bread and a Mars bar if it's under $5. What's the deal with FPOS limits? The other day, I was sent away from a $2 shop because I didn't have any cash. I only wanted to buy two things. That's $4. Your $5 limit is ludicrous. You're a $2 shop. You do the maths. 2 + 2 = 4, not 5. One's an odd number. The other's an even. And please, for the love of God, don't give me that. But the banks charge them for FPOS. Check the interest rates on your mortgage lately? Newsflash, the banks aren't doing much for free. And still, I sit here asking the question time and time again. Queensland, what's the deal with FPOS limits? Got an issue on your chest? Want me to investigate the deal? Hit us up at our socials. Hit QLD Breakfast. I'm Guy Clifton. And remember, what's the deal with FPOS limits? Alpha Bucks Wednesday back on the show live tomorrow morning, Wednesday the 25th of November 2020. And we're trying something new for Alpha Bucks Wednesday.
Yeah, we're going to give away some answers in a different way. We're going to text them to you.
SMS messages.
Oh, get ready to text us.
It's back. Get ready to text and maybe win that $1,000 with Alpha Bucks Wednesday in the morning. It hits.
Having a chat to Shelley Craft yesterday for Memory Monday about our favourite show as kids, Saturday Disney. And we got to talking about the letter of the week because the prize pack was to die for. It was just phenomenal. But it was very rare to actually win it, considering how many letters got sent in to Saturday Disney.
I thought we were kind of embracing this, but I'm picking up a skeptic. Like they had one prize pack. They film it. They pan across. They make every Aussie kid want it. And maybe they'll give it away once a year.
Maybe.
But ain't no letter of the week. That's for damn sure.
Well, I never won it, and I'm devastated that I didn't. But
how many times did you enter?
I only entered the once, but I thought it was pretty damn good. However, I'm not 100% sure my mum actually sent it in.
I'm going to be honest.
I don't actually think she did.
I don't want you to be offended.
Yeah.
As your friend, I'm telling you right now, your entry sounds kind of boring.
It was native animals.
Boring.
And I coloured them in and everything.
Boring. People were sending in dioramas of Mickey Mouse on a roller coaster. And you're like, oh, my bilby didn't make it. But we want people who got it, who actually got letter of the week on Saturday Disney. Or what else? Cartoon Connection did letter of the week. Dolly did.
Yeah, so many things did back in the day.
On 131060, Jade's here. Morning, Jade.
Good morning. Hi. How are you guys?
Good, Jay. Did you win a letter of the week?
No, unfortunately, I didn't get letter of the week, but I did exactly what you did, Carly. I sent in a whole Disney team with Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Donald. I literally traced them out of one of my colouring in books and then coloured them all in, sent them in. Probably about 2 to 3 weeks later, I got a postcard with all of them on, in a photo kind of thing, and with all of their signatures on it.
Right.
And it made me feel quite special that day. I was a little sad that I didn't win, but just to see their faces on a card made me feel really, really good.
I didn't get that. My mum definitely didn't send mine in.
That's a shame.
Thank you so much.
That's so lovely.
Thank you for validating me.
Thank you for making me feel worse.
Sheridan is here. Hey, Sheridan.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, Sheridan. What did you win? Was it a letter of the week?
My cousin and I wrote about 20 letters to Cartoon Connection and Saturday Disney. Never got letter of the week, so we changed our tactic and we started writing letters to companies like Wrigley's, Smith's, Cadbury, Nestle. And every week we got sent this massive box full of goodies.
Are you serious?
So what, you would just write to them saying, you know, hey, Wrigley's chewing gum, I love what you're doing. PK is the best. Boom, box of PK.
Yeah, we love this flavour. Yep, here's all, you know, little cartoon pictures and we'd put, I don't know, fresh flowers or whatever we could find.
Are you an entrepreneur now? Because that is, you created your own letter of the week. That's insane.
You bypassed the middleman. Screw you, Saturday Disney.
Yeah, got straight to the man.
Yeah, Matt in Toowoomba. Man, did you ever win letter of the week, Matt?
I certainly did. I did.
You did?
For Saturday Disney?
I did, yes.
Wow, finally, we got one.
What did you actually send in?
I can't remember what I sent in. I think I did it maybe 4 or 5 times. And unfortunately, what I won was a dollhouse doll.
Oh, that is disappointing. I'm sorry, Matt. Can I have it?
I mean, some little boys would be well into that, Matt. By the sounds of it, you're not one of them. Hey, but a win's a win, mate. Take that to the bank. Brooke is here. Hey, Brooke.
Hey, guys.
Did you win, Brooke? Did you win letter of the week?
I totally did.
Another one.
I won.
And it was Saturday Disney?
Fantastic.
Saturday Disney, yep.
Okay, confirmed it is a thing. What did you send in?
So I did the same as your other caller and actually traced a big scene from Winnie the Pooh out of a colouring in book. So all these years, I've felt like a massive cop out, and I haven't told anyone.
Wow!
Because I felt like I didn't win it on my own merit.
It's not even your
Yeah, I think you did hand the prize over to me, Brooke.
You're a faker, Brooke.
The colouring in was amazing, and I won this big backpack full of plush toys. I won a Winnie the Pooh that I still have. Heaps of fun stuff, stickers, and the card that someone else mentioned.
You know what I'd love right now? Like, you've got that off your chest, what, some 20 or so years later, Brooke? If some producer from Saturday Disney, like, they're mounting a legal defence. No,
we're going to get Shelley Craft onto you.
You traced it! What? Send it back!
Cliffo and Gabby's dating tips from the 50s.
This is where I read from a 1958 women's magazine article that lists the 129 ways to get yourself a husband, because nothing has changed since the 50s. No. So if you're looking for a husband, get ready to write these down.
I'm very sad that we are coming to the end of this list.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end. Ah, but
I think we just start again.
Let's not get sad.
These tips don't age. We've proved that.
Let's celebrate the ones we have today. Ready? Okay. If you're looking for a husband and you're looking at a way to find him, easy. Have your car break down at strategic places.
Good one.
And now it's time to let him know you're there. So keep the damsel in distress act going and wear a Band-Aid. People always ask what happened if you wear a Band-Aid. Now, to look good to him, ladies, use the ashtray. Don't crush your cigarettes in a coffee cup.
That still is a thing, by the way.
Well, just don't smoke, actually. But, okay. Also, you like this guy and now you want to land him? Well, learn to sew and wear something you've made yourself, because we know that men are all about fashion. Makes no sense. But here's a wild idea. If nothing else works and you still can't find a husband, stand on a busy street corner with a lasso.
With a lasso?
You
like
literally...
lasso a man?
Lasso a man. Look, you're literally catching him.
It's 2020, girls. I'm pretty sure there's laws against that. The Hit Breakfast Show.